אנחנו קוראים בספר קבלה למתחיל את
הפתיחה. We are reading the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah in item 92 in Kabbalah for the student. You could ask questions on Kab TV. Selected questions would be aired throughout the lesson. The raising of man to Zat of Nikudim to Zadima. Yeah.
It has already been explained that due to the lower hay ascent to Nikveinaim, which occurred in Tzimtzum Be'et, the second restriction, when the Katnut of the ten Sefirot the Nikudim emerged, each degree was divided into two halves. Galgalta Ve'enaim remained in a degree, hence they are called Kalim Depanim, anterior Kalim. Ozen, Chotem, and Pe, which fell from the degree to the one below it, are therefore called Kalim De'achoraim, posterior Kalim. Thus, each degree is now made of internality and externality, since the Kalim De'achoraim of the upper degree fell to the internality of its own Kelim Depanim. And the fallen Achap, the Keter Nikudim, are clothed inside Galgalta Ve'enaim, the Abba Ve'ima. And the fallen Achap, the Abba Ve'ima, are clothed inside Galgalta Ve'enaim, the Zat, the Nikudim. We are on page 608.
We are learning that by the expansion after first restriction of the Patsufim of Galgalta, Ab and Sag, Nekudot of Sag lowered, went down below the general Tabu and filled Nehide Galgalta by Chasadim, and from Tabor down to the Siyum, thus received the fourth Aviyut, Daled of Aviyut, which is what is in the Nehide Galgalta. And then they restricted because Malchut that was below ascended to Bina, the Gufa, called Tiferet. This is Bina, the Gufa, Bina of Guf. And then this ascent of Malchut to Bina is called Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction. Through that, there is a division of ten sefirot, of Nekudot de Sag, ten sefirot, which are dividing into Galgalta Einaim and Achap, whereby Galgalta Einaim is the vessels of bestowal, and the Achap are of reception. Here is the quality of Bina, and here is the quality of Malchut. By that, we achieved something very great. As we say, that in the future there will be souls, and in the soul there will be a point in the heart, and also be the ego in it, and by the struggle between them, when the point in the heart pull upwards and the ego pull downwards, a person will have the understanding and will engage in understanding the world himself and so on, because this part is a beast and this part is already the creator in him. Yeah, so he has the two parts of the two worlds, of the two forms of reality. And where is it coming from? So we learn here that in the world of Nikudim, how these things start to reveal, whereby the Malchut that is in Nehide Galgalta and Nekudot de Sag, which are Bina, the two Patsufim, which are truly two worlds. This is the creature, Nehide Galgalta. It's truly a desire to receive of the creature. And the Nekudot de Sag is the creator, the qualities of Bina, godliness. And when they are connecting together, then the creature, Bechina Daled, influences the Creator, Bina, and then Bina restricts itself. What does it mean restricts itself? Receiving to itself the qualities of the creature, starts to feel them. Just as a woman conceives, she's included with a foreign deficiency, and she starts to work with it and develop it. First of all, she's restrict of herself to allow it room to exist within her. That's what is happening here. And then, all that structure after the second restriction is a very unique structure, whereby there is in it both Galgal Tainaim and the Chab, both the part of the Creator and the part of the creature at the same time. So this is a beginning to what will happen later on with us. When we are here with you in a state when we have the ego, yeah, the animalistic part and the part that only wants to receive, and the part of the Creator, this light, the spark, that so-called, that pull us somewhere. So here we see the beginning of the formation of the future creature. This is a very unique state. There's already one patsuf in it, one system, in which both the Creator and the creature, their qualities are together. This is very important. It provides the creature with the quality of coming to the degree of the Creator later on.
Page 608. In consequence, when the little light of Absag the Ak comes to the degree and lowers the lower hay back to her place at the peh, during the Gadlut, greatest the Nikudim, the degree brings her Chap back to her, and her 10 Sefirot the Kelim and 10 Sefirot of Lights are completed. It is then considered that the lower degree too, which was attached to the Achap of the upper one, rises along with them to the upper one.
Meaning, that was on page 608 in Kabbalah for the student. Well, continue, I'll draw in the meantime.
This is so because the rule is that there is no absence in the spiritual. And as the lower one was attached to the Achap of the upper one during the Katnut, smallness, they are not separated from each other during the Gadlut as well. When the Achap of the upper one returns to their degree, it turns out that the lower degree has now actually become a higher degree. Since the lower one that rises to the upper one becomes like him.
We are learning that first of all, after second restriction, you have zivug, coupling in Nikvei Naim of Rosh de Sag. That's for us is Sag. And from Nikvei Naim of Rosh de Sag, we have Katnut, smallness of the world of Nikudim, which are only Galgal Tenei Naim, down to the same place where the restriction was made, meaning the area of vessels of bestowal. Nikvei Naim of Rosh de Sag. And this is called Katnut, smallness. Katnut, the Olam of Nikudim. What is the Olam, world of Nikudim? What emerged after second restriction, after there's Bina here, and here's Malchut? Both are interconnected, and the Shemot, the records, rose to Rosh de Sag, and then in the Rosh of Sag, a Zivug coupling was made on Nikvei Naim, eye holes in Nikvei Naim. And then it descends below Nikvei Naim, yeah, below the Parsa, from where the Shemot came. Parzuf expands instead of Bina, instead of the part of Bistur. So this in new Parzuf includes Keter, Aben, Ima, and Zon. These are sub Parzufim. And they are all in the Galgal Tainaim, in Katnut. Hence it is called Katnut of the world of Nikudim. Meaning in each and every Parzuf we have as follows. We have Keter and Chochmah in Keter, and Bina, Ziranpin, and Malchut of Keter are inside Abba and Ima. Within Abba and Ima, this is Abba and Ima. In Abba and Ima there are Keter and Chochmah, and Bina, Ziran, Pin, Malchut are within Zon, and in Zon are only Keter and Chochmah the Zon, and Bina and Ziran, Pin, and Malchut the Zon are below. This place is called Parsa. Well, there's nothing below it. So there are parts that are active. The parts in red, they are the ones active. Hence, we are drawing them like that. Keter, Abba, Nima, and so on. And those parts, being the Achab, we cannot activate it because in them there's second restriction applies on them, and it is forbidden to work with those vessels of reception. Therefore we have only vessels of bestow, as you see written here. Only they are the ones who work. And if I'm working only with my vessels of bestow, not to receive in order to bestow, rather only to bestow in order to bestow. If I'm working in such way, it means that I'm small. This is called chafetz chesed, delighted in mercy, or katnut, smallness. Katnut, smallness of the world of Nikudim. It's just as we are saying that we are ascending from this world through a few degrees. Yeah, there is the degree of chafetz chesed, of ira, fear, more, and the stage of love. Love is to receive in order to bestow, and ira is to bestow in order to bestow. And here is the preparation period, and here is this world. So working only with bestow in order to bestow, it is called katnut, smallness, and to receive in order to bestow, this is gadlut, adulthood. So we see how those things start to arrange for us. So it would be as degrees for us. Thus, from below upwards, later on, we will climb up those degrees. Is that clear? Yes.
If I understand correctly, you're describing here the breaking of the vessels.
Oh, prior to the breaking of the vessels. Yeah, that's the state before the breaking of the vessels. However, this is not what's important for us now, rather to emerge and describe the places, the areas where bestow in order to bestow, where receive in order to bestow, because later we are working with it later on from below upwards. Now we're in the preparatory time, yeah? Now we're in preparatory period. In this world, we've done our work, right? We received the point in the heart, and we rose to the preparatory period, right? We came to the group and studying and so on. We are in it. Now, how are we raising to katnut, to ira? So that we're only using the vessels of bestow, you see? Now he explains to us how it is formulating, established from above downwards, that area in bestowal. So he says the following. We are here in vessels of bestowal above the Parsa. So prior to us reaching from this world and preparation from this world, we are coming to the preparation. Well, this is the place of Bia and the broken souls. We are later on, we're rising to the area of Atzilut. First of all, we get to the area of Atzilut, and within Atzilut, we are reaching Katnut, yeah, smallness. And later, once in Atzilut, all those broken kelim, being desires of reception, we also start elevating them to Atzilut. And this is called the stage of Gadlut, adulthood. You don't quite understand. Doesn't matter. Listen, and gradually it permeates, and then you'll get it.
If it's before the breaking of the vessels, then how in this picture does Bina go below Parsa?
I don't know. What are you asking about? Oh, how Bina lowered in Nekudot de Sag here? In this Patsuf?
Yes, on the second restriction, Bina is now standing, appears to be standing above Malchut, and there's some balance there.
She's speaking of the fact that Nekudot de Sag descended below the Parsa.
That's right.
And they are in all this place. Because Bina can lower itself to any state, any place, because it is Bina. In itself, she doesn't want to receive anything. However, when descending and included with Nehid de Galgalta, she wants to elevate them. She received a deficiency from them. This is why she went down for, to receive that deficiency. And that deficiency she received builds in her a place that is missing. Now, she, down below here, is included with Nehid de Galgalta, being feeling now that she need to provide something to someone. Before, and she didn't know what. She have as if it's like a mother, that before she wasn't a mother, she just wanted to bestow. Now she have precisely the sensation what she have to provide. With that sensation, she raise upward, yeah, make the zivug dakar here, the coupling, and as to the extent she is capable, she gives below. This patsuf called Katnut of the world of Nikudim is the extent to which Bina can provide below to Malchut. Only that part. Why? Because this is the impression she got from Malchut. Now she will provide Malchut that Katnut. Malchut would demand of her more, and she'll bring her to Gadlut, adulthood. And then let's see what happened later on with the breaking and so on. Yes.
Continuing what you just explained, is this the root in the correction when we raise man, a prayer? Does Bina turn to Chokhmah? Is that the root for it?
Yeah, we'll see. In Katnut, smallness, Bina doesn't need Chokhmah. They're Chasadim, and she is ruling Chasadim. However, in Gadlut, when she need the Chokhmah, both to correct the Chab and to fulfill the Chab, then she turns to Chokhmah. She doesn't need to turn to Chokhmah from the outside, even, because within Bina there is enough Chokhmah. Bina is the essence of Chokhmah. In Gad Bina, there's Chokhmah. We think Bina is only Chasadim. Over what is it Chasadim? Over the Chokhmah. How do I know you want to give? Yeah. Say, I'm giving, I would give. I would give, I already hear. What is I would give? If I had, who know if you had. Let's say, let's give you $10 million. See how you give it down to the last penny. This is considered giving. I mean, it'd be not as complete chokhmah and above it, she doesn't want it. Rather, she holds on to chasadim, to mercy. And when she's asking for it, then she opens her chokhmah in order to give. She doesn't need anything for herself. This is what is called ima ila, upper ima. What you receive, it's all for them. Well, yes, continue a bit.
Letter 94. It turns out that when Abba Ve'ima received the new light of Absag and lowered the lower hay from the Nikvei Naim back to their peh and raised the Achap to them, the Zat too, which clothed this Achap during the Katnut, now rose along with them to Abba Ve'ima. Thus, the Zat became a single degree with Abba Ve'ima. This ascent of the Zat to Abba Ve'ima is called raising man. And when they are at the same degree as Abba Ve'ima, they receive the lights of Abba Ve'ima as well.
Here began to explain to us how we approaching gadlut, adulthood. In gadlut we have a different problem. What was made here? Yeah. Let's look. We had after the four bechinot of direct light, as we remember. Malchut was formed as the last Bechina, as the sermon called Malchut of Ein Sof, of no end. Later on we had the first restriction and the screen. By the screen, this Malchut, this Bechina Dalet, we are drawing as 10 Sefirot. Yeah, 10 Sefirot. Keter, Chochma, Bina, Ziran, Pin, and Malchut. 10 Sefirot. In those 10 Sefirot, now we see that we have a very interesting division. Down to the middle of Bina, this is called Parsa, we have verses of Galgal, Ten, and Naim, and here verses of Achab, verses of Bestow, and here it is reception. If we are using only the vessels of bestow, then it is called katnut, smallness. If we are using both vessels of reception and of bestow, then it is called gadlut, adulthood. Katnut, considered bestow. Sorry, let's do the following. Katnut, considered bestowing, in order to bestow, and gadlut, adulthood, is called Gadlut in Hebrew, from the word gadol, is called receiving in order to bestow. So here we have already work in our ten sefirot, in katnut and in gadlut, completely different work. Yeah? And there is furthermore to it, we'll learn it later on. There's less than katnut. A state called Ibur, conception. So we learn on how we grow. Yeah, there is Ibur, then there is Yenika, suckling, and Mochen, it is called. Mochen is like Ibur, it is clear that it is like we are going through 9 months of conception cycling. This is called Katnut, and Mochin is called Gadlut, adulthood. This is how we grow, meaning in our work from below upwards, in such way we are entering spirituality. Initially in the Ibur, we are cancelling ourselves completely. We are doing the first restriction, annulment, complete annulment. Annulling one's self. Yeah, this is called Ibur, like a fetus in his mother womb, completely cancels himself, therefore it can exist there, and is not felt as an alien object. Otherwise the body would truly receive it as a poisoning, that part in the body. We know that the body does not tolerate, yeah? If we want to implant organs between people, how much work we have to do so that the body will not reject the new organ in a transplant. And here, an alien organ like body develop in the mother's body, and it's not only that it's not rejecting it, rather it nurture it constantly. So why is it happening? It happens just like in spirituality, what happens in corporeality. It is happening because the lower one annul itself in respect to the upper one. In our life it happens naturally. However, in Kopriya, in our spirituality, we will have to annul ourselves. Then, in Yenika, we need to cancel ourselves even more so, to annul ourselves, even greater annulment. Annulment over the vessels of reception. And with the vessels of bestowal, when we use them, it is in order to bestow in them, meaning everything is above the ego. Furthermore, and later on also in receiving in order to bestow, which we don't quite understand what it is as yet. The katnut, smallest, is called do not do to your friend what is hated upon you, and adulthood, gadlut, is called love thy friend as thyself. We see that now we are in this talking of the issue of raising man and the world of Nikudim and smallness and adulthood. This is even prior to the worlds of Atzilut and the worlds of Bia, prior to Adam Rishon, already in the system of the worlds. There's no soul as yet, there's no Adam Rishon who broke and from which we emerged. It's only the wrapping the worlds that later on come to the soul. They already starting here in such high degrees to arrange themselves into all those stages we will have to undergo for it to be within that system, preparation and for all the states we will go. Just like in a baby that is born, there are all the system, like in a little girl, all the infrastructure, all the system for being a mother. And later on, she will be ready for it. So also here, it is only the initial state of the system, but already it is prepared, and that development starting towards the past. So these are futuristic souls that will break, and the Adam HaRishon will come, and then we would want to correct ourselves. And by that, we're moving to the next state. However, beforehand, we'll sing a song together.